Eddie Grant sang that song more than 20 years ago. To this day, we still don't have an actual electric avenue across this country. You would need one if you want the electric car to succeed. The electric avenue would have to be an infrastructure of electric car charging stations. And to me, it's a real chicken and egg quandary. Can you sell more electric cars if people can only drive them about 40 miles on a charge or even 50 miles on a charge? That means that they can't go 30 miles one way and still have to get home because the car is not going to make it if it's an all-electric car like the Nissan Leaf or some of the vehicles from the people that Elon Musk has put together at Tesla Motors. Todd Woody is the environment editor for Forbes magazine, and he's recently been writing about the people at Tesla wanting to make some changes to that formula for an electric future. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Am I right about the chicken and egg nature of this?
I think you're totally right. In fact, I got a new car recently, and I really wanted to get the Ford Focus Electric, but what really dissuaded me was that chicken and egg. It has a 75-mile range, but the charging infrastructure hasn't been developed so far that would make it, you know, practical for what I needed the car for.
So the way electric cars work, correct me if I'm wrong, is people buy them, and then they have to actually have a modification to their home garage or a plug outside their house and turn their house into their electric car charging station, right?
Yes, most people put a charger in their garage, which is about 220 volts, which for probably, you know, a lot of people's daily use is sufficient, but if you want to make a longer trip or you just happen to be driving more, then you need somewhere in the public sphere to charge.
All right, so you went to this media event at Tesla's design facility, and what is Elon Musk planning?
He is planning to roll out a series of what they call superchargers. These are electric car chargers that will charge up a battery and about 150 miles per 30 minutes. And he wants to roll these out eventually across the country. Right now they put 6 in California. They're going to add more this year and then start expanding across the country.
All right. Who's going to pay for it?
Tesla's paying for it. And the catch is you have to own one of their cars. And right now you have to own their Model S, in which ranges from around $50,000 to $100,000.
So people who have a Nissan Leaf or the Ford car that you mentioned there, they can't pull up and plug in?
No, this is sort of charging for the 1% at this point. Eventually, Tesla plans to build cheaper cars, probably a $30,000 model. So I expect that, you know, as time goes on, then more and more models will be able to charge. But right now, it's sort of a proprietary charger. So, yeah, no one can just sort of pull up. Like right now, the existing public charging stations, almost any car can charge at them.
Yeah, but there aren't that many of those, and I don't understand why Tesla wouldn't say, okay, if you have our car, it's free, but for everybody else, it's $5 or $10.
Yeah, I think it's partly the technology they're using, partly I think it's another incentive to buy a Tesla.
So you said it's going to add 150 miles of range to the cars. Do Teslas have a greater range than the ones made by the American car companies?
They do have a greater range. The Model S sedan, the low end, it ranges about 160 miles per charge. At the high end, Tesla says you can go 300 miles on a charge if you drive around 55 miles. I think EPA's rated it basically at 269 miles or somewhere around there. So, yes, they go much further at a much greater cost than the existing cars on the market now.
So is Musk planning on putting one of these charging stations every 150 or 200 miles all across the country on our major interstates, like rest areas?
This was the plan. We'll see if it eventuates, but the plan is you'll be able to drive coast to coast in your Tesla and without having to pay a cent for the electricity. And they're planning to power these with solar panels.
Solar panels? So they won't even be hooked up to the grid. They'll be charging at no charge themselves.
I expect they will be hooked up to the grid, you know, obviously at night and other times, but the idea is to try to get most of the energy from the sun.
How much does it cost to charge a car? Let's say somebody does buy an all-electric vehicle, and they're just plugging it in their garage and using it to tool. Maybe they drive 10, 15 miles to work so they can make the round trip on one charge. How much is that charge costing them?
It really depends on your local utility, but I think roughly experts say that the cost of running an electric car is about a third of a gasoline car.
So if gas is now around here about $3.50, $3.60 a gallon, it's costing maybe $1.20 for each charge?
Probably less, yeah.
Less than that.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we do get to this point that Tesla is going to do this, is that going to encourage other car companies to want to do the same thing? And are we leading here in any way towards a national electric infrastructure?
I think other car companies will not get involved in building infrastructure. There's a number of third parties that do that. But I think the significance of the Tesla move is, once again, they're trying to break the logjam and saying it is possible to have an electric car that will go long distances and that you don't have to worry about the range. You don't have to have range anxiety. So it could, you know, sort of put light a fire under some other companies.
Yeah, but, you know, if they're only doing it for the 1%, even if they expand this to the 47%, they're still not going to be reaching enough Americans to make this worthwhile for other cars to say, we have the consumers out there, because the consumers aren't coming if the whole thing doesn't work. I mean, right now, if you have an internal combustion engine, you know that no matter where you are, you're going to be able to find a gas station within a few miles. If this thing is going to be even 150 miles away, that's going to be tough for people who have these smaller range cars. And that those are the ones that are eventually selling for less, aren't they?
Yes, yes. I mean, this seems to be Tesla's design seems to be for highway travel. So that's not going to do you much good if, you know, it's more like you're going around the city and you need to charge up. The infrastructure is developing slowly. I think the real question is how fast infrastructure develops and how fast battery makers can extend the range of these batteries and lower the cost.
I'm curious about this from the environment standpoint, and since you're the environment editor from Forbes, you're the guy I'm going to ask this to. We talk about electricity here as if it's something that just magically comes into our house and doesn't have any environmental impact whatsoever. The idea, of course, being, you know, it does. You don't have emissions from an electric vehicle like you do from a gas vehicle, so you're not contributing to climate change, you're not contributing to pollution, etc. But what about at the beginning phases of how you form that electricity, most of which in this country comes from coal mines?
Yes, it depends on where you are. I'm in California. Most of our electricity doesn't come from coal, so it is fairly green, or it's from natural gas or renewables. Other parts of the country, that's not the case. The academic studies I've seen, so that even if you're powering your car from a coal-fired power plant, that total environmental footprint still is considerably less than if you're burning gasoline. But that, you know, that definitely is an issue.
Is this going to be able to take off without, and I know our small government Republican Tea Party people hate hearing this phrase, but is this going to ever be able to work without the federal government getting involved and saying, you're right, we need the infrastructure and only we can build it?
So far, the government, I mean, other than, you know, providing some funds on a relatively small scale, has not gotten involved in infrastructure building in a big way. It's been left to the private sector. The other model here is from a company called Better Place that's based in California. They are developing, and they've done this in Israel and Denmark, battery switch stations. So basically you buy the electric car, they own the battery, and then when you need to go longer distances, you just drive up to one of these things like a gas station. 5 minutes later, a robot installs a fresh battery in your car. So that's the other model developed.
5 minutes is better than 30 minutes. That was the other part of this when you first mentioned how Tesla's deal is going to work. Really? I have to go down there and wait a half hour for my car to charge? Americans don't have that kind of time. We gotta get out there and tweet.
Their idea is if you're taking a road trip, you're going to pull into a rest stop or somewhere and maybe have, you know, get a coffee or whatever, have lunch, and then you'll go on your way.
What do you think of that, Todd?
It depends. You know, if you're doing a road trip and you've been driving for a few hours, yeah, you might want to get out, stretch your legs. I guess my big question is if I can afford a Tesla, I'm probably going to be flying.
That's right. Who can afford a $70,000 to $100,000 car isn't going to call Southwest and make the trip that way?
Yeah.
That's a great point. Todd Woody is the environment editor for Forbes magazine. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.